reunions with music and memories.
Hey, we're back here on the Wibbage Reunion with yours truly, Bobby Emmons, and it's guest time when we have a great guest calling in on the phone. It's Dean Torrance from Jan and Dean. How's it going, Dean?
Oh, Bobby, I'm just doing very well, thank you.
Well, that's
good. It's sunny, it's beautiful, it's a beach day.
Well, Dean, I think every day is a beach day out in Southern California. But anyway, let's go all the way back to the beginning of Jan and Dean. Tell us how you guys met and got your start in the music business.
Just high school, we were high school teammates. We were both on the our high school football team together. And we also happened to have lockers, sports lockers, right next to one another. It kind of forced us to know one another. I don't remember how far into our football season we were, but there was a time when one late afternoon after a practice, we were in the shower room, which was where you went after practice, unless you didn't care how you smelled, I guess. And somebody, I don't remember who, but somebody just kind of started singing one of the hits of the day, you know, one of the top 40 records, which we're talking about 57, maybe 58 in there. And, of course, all the songs that were on the radio, for the most part in those days, were doo-wop records. So doo-wop songs were tailor-made for, a bunch of guys just kind of all hanging out. I mean, on the East Coast, they would, I guess, hang out in the subways or alleys or street corners or at the deli. You know, in California, you hung out in the shower room. That was where the best echo was. So anyway, somebody must have started singing a song, and you know, this all just happened very spontaneously. I don't remember anybody ever thinking this was a great idea and that we should do it. It just happened. Pretty soon another voice chimed in, and then somebody else realized, well, somebody's not singing that other part, I'll chime in with that other part. And before you knew it, there were like, you know, 10 or 12, 15 guys all just, you know, singing a doo-wop song in the shower room, which really was great echo. I mean, that's what most all those echo chambers were made out of in those days, were, you know, big rooms that were kind of tiled. You know, they had a great sound. So, that became one of the highlights of our football practice, and actually ended up being one of the highlights of the football season, was what happened after a game or after a practice once we were in the shower room. Once the football season was over, we then needed a new place to go sing our music, and we tried the regular men's rooms at our high school, and they weren't as good as the big shower rooms. So then from there, Jan started thinking about, well, you know, we could actually get serious about this and maybe get a tape recorder or two. And he had found a way that if you had two tape recorders, that you could get a delay sound that kind of sounded like an echo. Therefore, we could all go up to his house after school. The rest is, they say, it was history. Got up there and actually found that, yeah, we could do this. It worked pretty good.
I would say, because with those two tape recorders and that great slapback echo, you guys came up with the classic top 10 hit from 1959, Baby Talk. Let's give it a listen right here on WIBG.
Yeah. Love my baby.
Jan and Dean, Baby Talk, right here on WIBG, and Dean Torrance is our very special guest. Dean, just so everybody in the audience can kind of figure this out, what part did you sing, the falsetto or the bass part in all the great Jan and Dean hits?
Up through maybe Linda, which was kind of our last, it was probably one of our last doo-wop, official doo-wop type records, and that was up through 1962. So through almost all the doo-wop period, I sang more leads than Jan did. Jan did most all of the bass figures, then I'd do leads, and we would do maybe some harmony, and then I'd do all the falsetto. And later, like with Linda, I did the leads and most all the background vocals, anything kind of mid-range, up through tenor into the falsetto parts. We had discovered multiple recording by the time we got to Linda, which was kind of fun because we could be the Four Seasons without having to share the royalties with two other doofuses. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
So we found, you know, why take on some partners and have to split the pie that many ways when we could go in the studio and sing our own parts and sing harmony to ourselves. And that was a revelation, because from that point on, you know, all of our records had sometimes songs like Dead Man's Curve had up to 35 to 40 vocal parts on them.
Wow. Well, speaking of that song, Linda, from 1963, I've always kind of regarded that song as, you know, the beginning of the classic Jan and Dean sound. You know, you incorporated the bass vocals that you used in your early hits, but you definitely developed that falsetto sound that you were to use on so many of your other songs later on.
Yeah, good point. Up until that time, falsetto was kind of a falsetto kind of melody line. We really didn't sing leads in falsetto, but we would just throw in a falsetto part that usually didn't say words. And then with Linda, we actually sang the whole song in falsetto. Actually, we had done, just before Linda, we had done Barbara Ann. That was our very first attempt at singing a song, singing a lead in falsetto all the way through the song. And we liked Barbara Ann well enough, although Barbara Ann had already been a hit, you know, some 2 to 3 years earlier. So we didn't want to, we used it just as a album filler song, but we liked it. We knew we were on to something, which was singing in falsetto with, you know, with a bass part and background vocal parts. So the next that developed and rolled over into then, you know, finding Linda, and then of course by that time we were hearing the Four Seasons, so it kind of was our version of what the Four Seasons were doing.
Well, you definitely nailed the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons sound on Linda. Let's give it a listen right here on WIBG with my very special guest, Dean Torrance. Here are Jan and Dean with Linda.
About the loving I've missed. Linda.
Jan and Dean, Linda with my very special guest, Dean Torrance, on lead vocal. Dean, after you recorded Linda, I know you wanted to change your sound a little bit from the Four Seasons type sound to a new sound that was coming out. And you guys ran into the Beach Boys. Actually, the Beach Boys were your opening act, and they also backed you up on several shows. Why don't you tell us how you got Brian Wilson to give you the song Surf City?
You know, we told Brian Wilson, we said, look, you know, Linda, we're going to do an album featuring Linda, but we would like to kind of choose our next direction. And, you know, this surfing stuff is really a lot of fun. And, you know, we have boards, we surf, we know enough about it to be able to write some songs about it. But, you know, we would love to maybe call our album, let's say something like Jan and Dean Take Linda Surfing. You know, that would connect Linda with surfing, and it would give us an opportunity to explore doing surfing stuff on, you know, on this album that we're going to do, and see if we like it, you know, if it comes out any good. Brian wrote the songs, so we figured, why wouldn't he want another payday? I mean, he's the writer, he's the publisher, and he's just going to have yet another paycheck. Well, he was thrilled, obviously. So he talked to the other guys, and the other guys seemed to think it was a neat idea to come into the studio and help us cut the tracks to Surfing and Surfing Safari. We put those two songs on Jan and Dean Take Linda Surfing album. Then from there, once we finished those songs, we really did have a lot of fun with them, and we really did feel as though we were really on to something. Brian said, well, you want to hear our new single? I said, sure we do. So he sits down at the piano and he starts playing Surfing USA. And we went, Brian, that's, you know, really, really nice, but that's a Chuck Berry song. He goes, oh, well, yeah, but I changed the words. And I said, well, I don't know if you can do that. You know, I think you have to check with Chuck. He said, well, my dad said it was okay. I said, well, okay, well, whatever your dad says. So he said, well, we said, if you give it to us, you know, we can legally go, you know, go do all that, because, you know, it's complicated. Brian said, nah, my dad said it was okay. I don't want to keep it. But Brian said, look, I got another song here that's similar that I started writing and then I kind of lost interest in, and I can't do both of them, so I am going to do Surfing USA. Why don't I give you this other song? And if you complete it, you can have it. Okay, what's that? It's called Surf City. Everybody said, whoa, we'll take that. What else you got? But anyway, we got Surf City out of them, and New Girl in School at that particular recording session, and I'd say that was well worth that recording session.
Hey, I'd have to agree with you, Dean, because they are definitely two of my favorite Jan and Dean tunes. Let's give Surf City a listen right here on the Wibbage Reunion with yours truly, Bobby Emmons, and our very special guest, Dean Torrance.
Gets me where I wanna go. I wanna surf city. I'm still a
Heading out to Service City with Jan and Dean right here on WIBG. We'll be back with more of our very special guest, Dean Torrence, right after this.